This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Future Farm Botanicals Liquid Turmeric Liposome Complex, a natural solution to chronic pain. Future Farm's liquid turmeric with liposomes and nanotechnology delivers maximum absorption for effective pain relief. Sourced and manufactured in the United States, this product contains 1,600 milligrams of curcumin and powerful antioxidant properties. This plant-based curcumin is used to possibly reduce inflammation, block proteins that trigger swelling and intercept inflammatory pathways, significantly decreasing inflammatory responses. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Don't live with pain when there's an all-natural, science-based remedy that works without adverse side effects. Get free shipping on all of your orders at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. With me is Layla Mutin, who's our nutritionist in residence. And these days, we're seeing patients when they dare to come into Manhattan. And we're also doing some telemedicine.
Yes.
And we're trying to... By the way, there was a new bill, which has been passed by the Trump administration, and I think... Trump said he would sign it, and Congress has, I think, looks like they're finally going to agree on something. And it's to ease restrictions on telemedicine, which
Brilliant.
Is great because, you know, there's certain strictures, like, you know, we couldn't take patients from New York State for first visits because you'd have to physically come in for a visit and have to examine you, and I have to document that I did a physical. And that's correct medical practice, and eventually, if I see a new patient, I will ask that they come in and get an actual face-to-face and a physical exam. But under the circumstances of COVID-19, you know, people need medical advice. And so some of these strictures will be waived. Also, you know, some of these strictures about HIPAA, you know, where we need to use dedicated channels. I mean, such channels exist, but we can now use other channels like Skype and Zoom to do telemedicine consults.
Yeah. And, which is great news. So for anybody who's saying, oh, well, I can't visit with Dr. Hoffman because I need to come in so you could do a physical, not so much anymore,
yeah,
at least for the time being, which is great news for anybody who wants to avail yourself of our services.
Yeah, they're extending that through the duration of the crisis, which I think is very public-spirited.
I think it's wise.
Yeah. I just know so many people who have serious medical problems that are not getting proper attention. You'll think of the people with poorly controlled diabetes. Think of the people who need evaluation for cancer. They're afraid to come in. There's this terrible story of a woman who was a nurse, and she was, you know, in the hot zone, exposed to COVID-19, and then she came down sick. And so she assumed that she had COVID, and so she was also very angry at the hospital for not providing them with protective gowns. So this is how it's called confirmation bias, is that the presumption was, okay, you know, you didn't give me proper protection. Now I'm really sick. I've got COVID-19. So she got sicker and sicker, and she had fevers, and she felt terrible. And she stayed home because that's what they say, unless you're on your last legs. She was a health professional, a nurse, and she died at home. And the presumption was that she died of COVID-19. She's 36 years old, so it was a very celebrated case. It was sort of one of those cases that was like a scare story of, like, okay, you think you have to be old and fat and diabetic and hypertensive to die of COVID-19. Well, here's a healthy 36-year-old who died of COVID-19. Well, they did an autopsy on her, and they found that she did not have COVID-19. She died of a complicated kidney infection, which is the result of a, usually the result of a urinary tract infection that you ignore. And it can get into the kidneys and it can become systemic, and then it results in septic shock and you die. Now, that looks for all the world like COVID-19, septic shock, right? But what the point being is that, you know, people are not accessing medical care, sometimes for fear of coming to the doctor or going to a hospital. Going to a doctor's office, and simple avertible deaths are occurring that are not related to COVID-19.
Mm. True. That's terrible. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Yeah. Well,
So we have an interesting question about, and it has to do with immunity.
Right, right. Carol writes us a very thoughtful question. Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Many thanks to you and Layla for continuing to keep us informed with the latest research, as well as your perspectives during this COVID-19 pandemic. Now, Carol is a very healthy 69-year-old woman. Mm-hmm. No comorbidities, no heart disease, no blood pressure, no diabetes. She's not on any medications. She doesn't remember the last time she even had a cold, let alone the flu. And she's wondering that wouldn't exposing ourselves to the virus help to prime our immunity, much like, you know, kids who are exposed mm-hmm. to playing outside in the dirt, or who live on farms or mm-hmm. have dogs or cats, they mm-hmm. have stronger immune systems because they are primed because of this exposure yep. to germs. Wouldn't the same apply to us as mm-hmm. adults? Wouldn't that help us prime our immunity and help us be stronger?
Yeah, and what she's describing is the hygiene hypothesis. Mm. And I recently bookmarked an article on the hygiene hypothesis and COVID-19. And, you know, certainly, because of the severity of this disease and, you know, the fact that you're older, you don't necessarily want to go out there and say, let me go to, a skinny dipping party, you know, with a bunch of, fraternity boys or something, just like, right? I mean, it doesn't make sense. I mean, it's like deliberately expose yourself, go to a bar or something like that.
Right.
It's interesting. That's actually, there was a little competition at the University of Alabama among, some of the somewhat misguided, the New Jersey governor called them knuckleheads, to see who could catch COVID-19 quickest so they could get it and get over it. And there's actually this notion of, they used to have chickenpox parties, to see if kids could get chickenpox. Because when they acquired it young, they're pretty sick, but, a very small percentage had very serious problems because it is a dangerous disease, but the vast majority recovered and developed immunity.
Yeah.
It could be
more serious if you got it as an adult.
Yeah, exactly. So the idea is acquired as a child. And it seems to be the pattern with COVID-19 is that children have less serious infections, although there are exceptions. So some interesting data out of Mumbai. Remember that movie Slumdog Millionaire?
Oh, yeah.
There's a scene in it which kind of summarizes the hygiene hypothesis. The guy goes, somebody's playing a prank on the character. He's a young, Indian boy. And, he goes to a latrine and it's jerry-rigged. So he falls through the latrine into a pool of excrement.
Ew. Oh God.
And they actually describe, Danny Boyle did the movie. I don't know what's happening back there, but those are ambient sounds in New York, So Danny Boyle, who did the movie, describes that the way they simulated that is with chocolate syrup and peanut butter, to make it look like. So he actually didn't really fall into a pool of excrement. But anyway, he's literally immersed in this. And after that, it's almost like he is bulletproof because he's been exposed to germs. The reason I'm talking about that is because they did a study of Mumbai, which is like a city of 20 million in India, which is a very, very, it's a diverse city. There's parts that are very affluent and there's parts that are horrible slums. Mm. It's, Bombay now is called Mumbai. And so they did a study of the people in the slums, and what they found is that 57% of them had antibodies to COVID-19. And of interest is that there were some deaths, but the incidence of hospitalization and death was very low in that population. Now, that's a population that's been exposed to germs from cradle to grave, virtually. There's also that thing of, you know, bathing in the Ganges, which doesn't look too appetizing either. You know, it's like a ritual, a religious ritual. So that suggests that maybe something is happening in the third world that's preventing the third world from turning into a tinderbox. I mean, America is still the leading country in the world in terms of deaths. We have the best sanitation. We have the best medical care in the world. And yet we have 140,000 deaths. India, a country that's got over a billion people, has got three or four times the populace of the United States, has only 40,000 deaths. And, you know, some of those deaths may have occurred in, you know, affluent Indians who suffer from metabolic syndrome. So there really is something to this hygiene hypothesis that it may be that the third world, I mean, I just thought when this began, I said, oh, man, the third world is going to be devastated. Countries like Indonesia and Nigeria. Think of this overpopulated countries with metropolitan areas that are, you know, cities of like 10 million people in these places. They've had deaths and it's been bad, but it's nowhere near what it is in the United States. And these are countries that are impoverished and people have a lot of diseases early on in life. There's much less vaccination rate.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe there is something to that. Now, from a practical standpoint, what does it mean? Does it mean that, you know, 69-year-old individuals should go out and party hardy and not
have a COVID party?
Have a COVID party? Probably not.
No.
But it does suggest that, you know, by completely sequestering ourselves and disinfecting everything, is that, you know, we may be rendering ourselves more vulnerable to future pandemics and infections.
Right.
Because our immune system.
For a long lockdown. Yeah.
Yeah. Our immune system responds to challenges. And, it, you know, humans grew up in a germy environment.
Yeah. Yeah. We have to remember that. And when our immune systems aren't being challenged, then it's not responding. And when it does come time to respond, it may not be enough of a response. A, B, when our immune systems are really, really, really not challenged to the point of boredom, if there could be a such thing. I know this is sounding facetious, Dr. Hoffman, but it might attack itself. Yep. We call that autoimmunity.
Precisely.
I don't know.
Well, this is the interesting thing about that, is that some of the strategies that are designed to treat autoimmune diseases involve deliberately giving people parasites.
Yes.
There's that Ovamed treatment, Helminth treatment, where, you know,
take
harmless,
some Helminths.
Yeah.
You'll get rid of your Crohn's. Let's see.
Yeah. Harmless Helminths are given to people, which kick up an immune response, but these are not invasive species that, you know, will seed throughout the body and, you know, drill holes into all the organs.
Yeah.
So one species called pig whipworm, which humans will develop an immune reaction to, but they're not pathogenic, supposedly. And it's actually a popular therapy in Europe. It's authorized. It's not yet FDA. I think under certain protocols, it may be under research protocols administered here, but Ovamed is used in Europe. There's also another form of Helminth therapy that's used, now being explored for treatment of autoimmune. And I do recall one patient who had ulcerative colitis and multiple sclerosis. She went to Germany to get the Ovamed treatment, and she said that both her conditions were better.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Yeah. So there is something to this.
So good point at which to pause, because we allow our sponsors an opportunity to share an important message with you. So please listen up. Here goes. Do you suffer with chronic pain? Are you taking risky over-the-counter or prescription anti-inflammatory drugs? Living with pain can cause depression, overeating, anxiety, loss of sleep, and low quality of life. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a better natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals. Liquid Turmeric Liposome Complex. Future Farm's liquid turmeric with liposome technology delivers maximum absorption for effective pain relief. It contains powerful antioxidant properties and plant-based curcumin used to possibly reduce inflammation and block proteins that trigger swelling and intercept inflammatory pathways, significantly decreasing inflammatory responses. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216. Or go to myfuturefarm.com. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Don't live with pain when there's an all-natural, science-based remedy that works without adverse side effects. Get free shipping on all of your orders at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Thanks for listening and thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make intelligent medicine a continuing free resource to you. And now back to our questions.
Yeah, we have another COVID question, Dr. Hoffman. This is from Judy. I have a Mexico trip planned for November, and I'm wondering your feelings on train travel because of coronavirus.
Okay.
Do you have a crystal ball, Dr. Hoffman? What's going to happen in November? Besides the election.
Well, there may be a lot of Americans heading south in November, so those trains are going to be crowded. the Mexicans will build a wall, you know. and Trump's prediction will come true.
Right.
Except it'll be to prevent the efflux of Americans fleeing America.
Yeah.
Anyway, we don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
What I do know, and I haven't, I talked to one of my guests who's located in Orange County, California, and, you know, off the air, sometimes the off air conversations are more interesting than the on air conversations. But, you know, he said something really weird is happening here in Orange County. He says, we're getting all these Mexican patients here. He says they're coming in. They're not legal, but they have the means to get to the United States, and they have COVID-19. So they're getting to the United States for our more expert treatment of COVID-19. And you know, it's compassionate, you know, because, you know, if you're living south of the border and the medical care is less, less sophisticated, and you want the best medical care possible, you know, your recourse is to try and get in the United States. So,
yeah.
I do have a friend, a high school buddy. She lives in Mexico. You know, it's an advantage of living in Mexico. It's a lot cheaper, you know, and there's a lot of communities of expats. But she's afraid that she may get sick. And if she gets sick, she will make arrangements to head back to the States to get treatment in San Diego County, you know, which is in Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's not so much, is COVID-19 rampant down there? It's like, what would happen if you get sick?
Yeah.
And medical care can be very sophisticated in Mexico. Don't get me wrong. It just, there's probably more, disparities. You know, if you get sick in some, relatively, rural area of Mexico, you might not get the same care that you get in a top flight, hospital in Mexico City.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Interesting. Yeah.
But you might have a better chance of getting hydroxychloroquine.
Right.
I don't know if they've
the question of, you know, wherever, if there will be any remaining hot spots anywhere in the world, whether it's still United States or Mexico or anything like that, what will the requirement be upon your return? Will you have to go into quarantine?
Exactly.
For example, I'll give you an example. My sister will be coming to New York from Geneva, Switzerland in September.
Mm-hmm.
And her health authorities have informed her that when she does return to Geneva, she will have to quarantine, not for 14 days, but for 10.
Mm-hmm.
Do contact tracing.
America's like a Roach Motel. It's like you can get in, but you can't get out.
Yeah.
Or Hotel California.
Right.
You know, what's the line from Hotel? It's like, you can get in, but you can't get out.
Yeah. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
Right. Yeah. So, it's some of those types of complications.
November is still a long ways away, believe it or not.
And it's forecasting.
In this context.
And what I think is that, you know, it could be worse, it could be the same, or it could turn on a dime.
Yeah.
And we could actually find ourselves in a situation where we go, whoa. Now, and why I say that is because here we are in New York City. It's really not so bad here. And just 3 months ago, it was really bad here. I mean, the hospitals were getting slammed and they were like, you know, freezer trucks outside the hospitals. And now it's like, oh, yesterday there were no deaths in any New York City hospitals.
Everything's been quiet pretty much.
Yeah. And maybe it'll burn through the tinder in some of these areas that were relatively unaffected fairly quickly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I speculate that on that in an article, which I wrote for this week's newsletter. Check it out. Subscribe to our newsletter at drhoffman.com. All right. Unfortunately, we're running short on time. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. We kind of ran long in segment one. But just to remind our listeners, radioprogram@AOL.com is the destination for questions. And we're here. We're available to answer your questions.
Yeah. So thank you, everybody, for listening. And thank you, Dr. Hoffman.
Thank you, Layla. Have a great week. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.